be boy, same with the Gemara saying now, another teretz could be, is svirulon hakofa beregel, is the kuliyal maloi pligi, the alfinam pnimichutz. If everybody would hold that this third set of zrikis that you have to do on the Mizbeach HaPnim, it's on Yom Kippur, after the Kohen Gadol finished doing the Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he made the Azoyis Lamalan Lamata with the Dama Para Dama Soyer. Then he came outside into the Heichol, facing towards the Proichis, again making the Hazor Echod Lamala and seven Lamata with the Dama Para, then the Dama Soyer. Now when he finished those Avodahs, now he walked to the bottom of the Mizbeach HaPnim, and on the Mizbeach HaPnim, the Avodah is you have to make four Zrikis on the four corners of the Mizbeach. And now what Tana the Mishnah holds, that first the Kohen has to mix the Dam HaPar, into the Dam HaSoyer, and then you pour it back again into the empty one, that the two Damim are mixed up together, and now he makes the four Zrikis on the corner. So we had a Machlekes in the Mishnah. The Tanakama holds the Kohen Gadol has to walk around to the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnim. That's called Hakofa Beregel. The other sheet was Reb Lezer's sheet in the Mishnah holds no. The Kohen Gadol just stands at one corner. He stands still. And with his hands, he stretches out his hands to reach the other four corners. Because the whole Mizbech was only one Amma by one Amma. That's all it was, the whole Mizbech HaPanim. So it was very easy to reach. It was two Ammas tall, but it was one Amma by one Amma. That's all, the whole Mizbech HaPanim. So Reb Lezer's sheet in the Mishnah was the Kohen Gadol stood at the corner, and he made the Zrika first here, then he just put his hands along the other three corners to make the Zrika. So that's the Shaila. Do you have to have Hakofa Beregel? Does the Kohen Gadol have to walk around the Mizbeach to get to each corner and then make the Zrika? Or could he now just stand still by one corner and stretch out his hands? So Mar wants to say, maybe this is the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That the boy is saying, Isvirulon Hakofa Beregel, if everybody would hold that you have to walk around the Mizbeach, I tell you the kuliyam, aloi pligi, di afrinam pnimichutz. Everybody would hold like Rami by Yecheskel's halacha, that even though his halacha was by the Yam Shosho Shloimai, which that was a pool that was made outside in the Azorim, and the Pasuk there makes the Cheshbon, they walked around the right way. So it's saying, even though the Yisoid to walk always right was said chutz in the Azorim, and we're talking about now the Mizbeach HaPnim, that's inside the Heichel. So first we wanted to say a svara, maybe we don't learn out Hilchas Pnim from Hilchas Chutz. Now we're saying no. Everybody holds taka, we learn out the Alfinon Pnimi Chutz. We learn out the halachas that would apply to the Mizbeach HaPnim inside the Heichel from the halachas that were set outside in the Azorah. And outside in the Azorah, which said the halacha, the Psukim by Shlomo HaMelech, when he made this Yam, that said the turn went always the right turn. So really you're always supposed to make a right turn. So then, why does Rabbi Kiva say here, the Zrikis is in a left turn, that first he makes the first Zrika on the Droimis Mizrochis, and then he makes a left turn up to the Marobis Droimis? For Hochabok Kimiflugi, this is the Machoikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Ma Sova Hakofa Diyad, that Rabbi Kiva holds, the Kohen Gadol did not have to walk around the four corners of the Mizbeach, but rather was just Hakofa Diyad. He stood still at this corner, he had to walk to the Mizrochis Droimis. That's where the Kohen Gadol stood still. And now he just stretched out his hands to the other three corners. So Mela, it's not called a pina, it's not really called your turning. So since you're not turning, you don't have to make a right turn. It's possible to use your hands and do it on the left turn, the left side, because your body is not moving. Umas Sava, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds, Hakofa Beregel. No, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to walk around the Mizbeach. He has to walk with his feet. He has to get to this side, then to the next side, to the next side, to the next side. So since he has to walk around, now he has to make a turn. The question is, which way should he go, right or left? That's the limit we learn out. The Rambam of Yecheskel taught us from Shlomo HaMelech that every pin, every time you turn, you always have to turn the right side and not the left side. So I'll tell you, this is the machlokes. Everybody holds like Rambam of Yecheskel. Rabbi Kiva only argues here because he holds the Kohen Gadol didn't have to make any turns. He just stood still and just stretched out his hands. And by stretching out the hands, there's no svara. You should have to go the right. That's why he could go the left way. The Mor says, the boy is saying another terrace could be like this. The Kula Yalmo Hakofa Biyat. Maybe both of them hold. Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva both hold. The Kohen Gadol just stood still. He walked to the bottom of the Mizbeach HaPnim by the Mizrochis Droimis, and he just stood there. And from there, he stretched out his hands to the other three corners and made the Zrikas there also. So what's the machlokes then? This is the machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Ma sova yafinun yad miregel. As Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds a svara, even though the Kohen Gadol is not walking, he's just standing still by one corner, but since Lamaisi has to stretch out his hand now to reach the other three corners also, Heisavada, first he makes the zrika, the corner he's standing right next to, but then he has to stretch out his hands to the other three corners. So the question is, if Yosef really holds as a svara, even though you're not moving, you're just stretching out your hand, there's also a svara to say you have to do the right way first. You learn out yad from regel. Just like when you walk, you have to make a turn. You always have to make a right turn, walk the right way. Huwa then, even though you're standing still, just stretching out your hands, there's also a svara to say, stretch out your hands the right side, go around with a right turn. Umasava, Rabbi Kiva holds, no, lo yalfinan. You don't learn out the yad from regel. Even though Rabbi Bacheskel's svar applies to regel when you're walking, that's only when you're walking. But if you're standing still, just stretching out your hands, there Rabbi Kiva holds there's no svar. You should have to go the right way. If you want, you can go the left way. And then the svar is to go the left way, like we had before, Avada. That since you already passed by the Marav is Dreimis, when the Kohen Gadol was walking down from the Preches down to the bottom of the Mizbeach, he first passed by this corner. So really the swear was you should make the Zerika here. But since he can't do it here, he has to first pass the whole Mizbeach, so the first Zerika is here. Then the swear is go back to where you passed. So even though it's a left turn, Rabbi Kiva holds, there's no swear you have to make a right turn. Since you're not walking around the Mizbeach, you're just standing still stretching out your hands, there's no swear you should have to make Padavka a right turn. That's the Machlokes. Throughout the Gemara, is this true? V'sava Rav Yosi Aglili hakofa biyad. You want to tell me that Rav Yosi Aglili holds that when the Kohen Gadol did not have to walk around the Mizbeach Hapnim, he just stood still and just stretched out his hands to the other three corners? You want to tell me like that? For me, Diktani Sefer, since the end of our Mishnah says that Rav Lezer Oimer din Koimo Yoyoimit, Rav Lezer, now Mishnah, he argues on the Tanakhama. Rav Lezer says, now Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol stood still at one corner. So it's Mashma, Rav Lezer, Oimeh, Bim Koimah, Oimeh, O Machetom. And at the one corner where he stood, he made the Zerika at that corner, and then he just stretched out his hands to the other three corners. Is Mechlal, it's a Raya from the Mishnah, the Tanakhama, Loi Sovalei. That the Tanakhama does not hold like Rav Lezer. The Tanakhama holds clearly that Kohen Gadol had to walk around the four corners. So Rav Yosi Aglili is saying pshat in the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. So Avada, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah holds that Kohen Gadol did walk around the four corners of the Mizbeach. In the Mishnah, it's only Mashma Rav Lezer, the second Tana in the Mishnah. Rav Lezer is the one that says, Bim Koim Hoyo Oimed Omachato. Mashma, the Tanakhama holds for sure that Kohen Gadol had to walk around. Now, since in the Gemara, the Machlekes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva is the Machlekes in the Tanakhama. So you can't say that the Machlekes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Tanakhama is that both hold the Kohen Gadol only stood still. And the Machlekes says, standing still, just stretching out your hands, do you say that's also an Inyan to dafka make a right turn, just like when you have to walk? Or no, walking needs a right turn. Stretching out your hands don't need a right turn. Can you say that? Rabbi Yosi Aglili for sure has told that, like the Tanakhama and our Mishnah, that all the Kohen Gadol walked around. So Gemara says, Elo machrata k'reshni mikara. Now, you have to come on to the right terrace the way we said before. That either Rabbi Yosi Aglili is the one that holds he walked around, and Rabbi Kiva holds you don't walk around, or else you have to come out to the terrace we said back here, that both are moedav out of the Kohen Gadol did walk around. Now, Rabbi Kiva's svar is that the reason why here you make a left turn, because since when the Kohen Gadol first walked away from the Preches, he first met up with this top corner, the Marovis Dreimis, the west-south side, so then sure he had to walk down to the east-south side, but since he already passed by the west-south, he has to walk back again to the west-south. That was Rabbi Kiva Svarim. But you can't say these new Svaris here about Akofa Bayad, because our Tanakhama for sure holds the Kohen Gadol had to walk around the Mizbeach, and not just stretch out his hands to the three other corners. It's only Rav Lezer in the Mishnah that holds that Svarim, but not the Tanakhama. Now, we have the Girsa of Iboy Yisema, another Teretz. The Gruah takes out this Girsa of Iboy Yisema. It's really not supposed to be Iboy Yisema. There's just Girsa of Ahoka Miflagi. I tell you, this is the Machlekes in our Mishnah. And Rashi is also not Mashmi had the Girsa of Iboy Yisema, but rather tell you, this is the Machlekes of the svar we just said. That what? would be masbin adam achlekes. Do you have to walk around the mizbeach apnim when the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur has to now make the four zrikas on the four corners of Mizbech HaPnim? We have a machlokes now Mishnah. The Tanakhama says the Kohen Gadol has to walk around to all four corners and stand in front of the corner and make a zrika lamala from upwards downwards. And Rabbi Elazar, the Mishnah, says no, the Kohen Gadol stands still at one corner and stretches out his hands. So Gemara is now going to be masva. What is that machlokes? So Gemara says now, this is the machlokes of Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar. Mas sovar soviv de Mizbech Pnimi. If the Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol has to make his Rika with the Damar Apar and the Damar Asor, Soviv, around the Mizbech HaPnim. That's what the Torah says. Now, other cases by the Mizbech HaChitzer in the outside Mizbech, we know a Korban Chattis, also the Torah says Soviv. You have to make four Zrikas at each corner. Now, the outside Mizbech was 32 Amos by 32 Amos. You can't stand still in one corner and make the Zrikas. For sure, you have to walk around the Mizbech. So just like by the Mizbeach HaChitzon, when the Torah says Soviv, you have to go around the Mizbeach. For sure, it means you have to walk around to reach each corner of the Mizbeach. Who adin by the Mizbeach HaPnim? Even though the Mizbeach HaPnim was only one Amma by one Amma. So really, you could reach it just stretching out your hands. It was only two Ammas high and one Amma by one Amma. So this time, the Tanakhama holds so what? You learn out Soviv from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, just like by there, for sure, you had to walk around the Mizbeach. Who are then by the Mizbeach HaPnim, you have to walk around the Mizbeach. Umas Sovah, Reb Lezer holds no. Kula Mizbeach Pnimi, b'mokoim chada keren, the Mizbeach HaChitzon koi. So, whole Mizbeach HaPnim is the size of one corner of the outside Mizbeach. By the outside Mizbeach, each keren was an Amma by an Amma. And that's the size of the whole Mizbeach HaPnim. The whole Mizbeach HaPnim was only one Amma by one Amma. So it's a svara that the whole Mizbeach HaPnim has the halacha like one keren by the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Just like when you're standing by one corner, you make the zrika on this corner, and you don't have to walk around to make the zrika on this corner. You're standing there. So who are then when the Kohen Gadol is standing on the Mizbeach HaPnim, the whole Mizbeach is like one corner of the outside Mizbeach. So you just stand still, and you put the zrikas on four corners by stretching out your hands. That's the svar of Reb Lezer. Trashi. Kisavid mizbech hachitzoin, ma zeberegel av zeberegel. Just like by the outside mizbech, chita, you have to walk around it. It's 32 amis by 32 amis, so what then is the mizbech hapremos, you have to walk around it. And Reb Lezer holds no, b'mokim chad keren, shakeren shachitzoin amr al amr. The size of an outside keren was one amma by one amma, and that's the size of Mizbeach HaPnim. So it's a svar, you don't have to walk around it. That's the whole machlokes. Ratanya, Omer Reb Yishmuel. Shmuel said like this: Shnei kahanim gedolim nishtairu b'migdash rishon. There were two kahanim gedolim that were left over from the base of Migdash rishon. And the guru also takes out, right, says the word rishon doesn't belong here. Shalom. Estam, two kahanim gedolim were left over. Ze Oimar, this Kohen Gadol said, Bi Yodi he kafti. You should know when I was Kohen Gadol, you know how I made this rikis on the Dalit court, the four corners on the Zvech HaPnim, not with my feet, I didn't walk around, just with my hand. I stood still at one corner and I stretched out my hands to the other three corners. The Ze Oimar and the second Kohen Gadol said, Bi Ragli he kafti. You should know I walked around the four corners. And really, it's no machlokes, but mara machod, mara machod. I mean, each one hold, like we have in our Mishnah, it's a machlokes. So that Kohen Gadol, when he was a Kohen Gadol, he held like our Tanakhama, that the mitzvah is you have to walk around. See, Taka walked around the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnim, and made his Rika when he got to each corner. And the other Kohen Gadol holds like Reb Elazar in our Mishnah, that the din is no, the Kohen Gadol stands still by one corner, and then he just stretches out his hands to the other three corners. So that's what these two Kohanim were telling us. Each Kohen Gadol explained his shita. This one explained his svara that soviv de mizbeach pnimi ki soviv de mizbeach achitzin. That just like the Torah says soviv by the outside mizbeach on a korban chatis, you have to make a zrik on all four corners, and the only way you could do that is by walking around the mizbeach. Who adim by the mizbeach pnim, also the Kohen Gadol has to walk around the four corners. That kula mizbeach pnimi b'mokem chodo keren dechitzon koi. So whole mizbeach pnim that was only one amma by one amma is the same size as one keren, one corner of the outside mizbeach. So it's a svara, just like by the outside mizbech, by each corner. You didn't have to walk around that corner. You just stood still, and you made a zrika near that corner. Who adin the kohen gadol by the mizbech apnim also? He just stood still at one corner and made the zrikas on the other three corners also. But Avad, he made the zrika on the corner he was right next to first, and then he stretched out his hands to the other three corners also. Right, then the Mishnah says that Rebbe Lezer Goymer, Bim Koymohoy Oymedomachta. This is Rebbe Lezer Shita, that holds that the Kohen Gadol did not have to walk around the four corners of the Mizbech HaPnim. He just stood still by one corner, and he made the Zerika there, and then he stretched out his hands to the other three corners. Tomorrow says, Masnitsin Mani Rebbe Yehudhi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yehuda. We'll soon see a Machloikas Tanoim, and the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yehuda Shita. The Tanya, we learned like this, the Machloikas Tanoim. Rebbe Meir Goymer, Rebbe Meir says like this, that Reb Lezer Oimer, Reb Meir learns what's the pshat in Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer says, Bim Koimoy Oimed Umachato. The Kohen Gadol true stood still at one corner, the Yalkulam, but on all four corners of the Mizbeach, Hoyenoisein Mimalo Lamata. The way he put the dam on the corner was his hand was like facing upwards, downwards. He went Nomalo Lamata, that way, really was with his finger. He dipped his finger into the Mizrak of Dan, and then with his finger, he went upwards, downwards. That's the way he did on the four corners. Chutz on the three corners. Chutz mi oisoi shebalachsen. Only the corner that was mamash opposite him, in the diagonal opposite him, that corner was very hard. He had to stretch his hand the furthest. Shenoisem imato lamala. That corner only he did his rika the other way, from downwards upwards. That's the way he put it on the corner. As he had to stretch over to the other side of the Mizbeach, and here he went downwards, upwards. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. That Rabbi Lezer Reimer, what's the Shita's Rabbi Lezer? Like it says now, Mishnah, that Dim Koin Mayoimid, the Koin Godel true stood still at his spot. Umachatorni made his Rika. The Akulon on all the three corners, who Noisein Milmata Lamalam. The other three corners that's not right next to him, the other three corners that he had to stretch out his hands, those three corners he made going downwards, upwards. And it's easier to make a zrika that way. Chutz mizu, only the one corner that the Kohen Gadol is standing right next to, shehoisa lefonov, which was right in front of him, mamish, shenoise mimal, mimal lamata. Only the corner that was right in front of him, that corner he had to have his hands upwards, going downwards. What we had the svar before was ki hechid lo nisvason manya, in order that clothing should not get dirty. In other words, since his hand was so close to him, if it would have to go downwards, upwards, we are afraid when it's going downwards, when his hand comes up, the dam will start dripping down again and dirty his ksinus. So in order the dam should not drip down and reach his ksinus, we told him, put your finger in the thing and then first go upwards, downwards. Since you go straight up, then down, the dam doesn't have enough time to drip up your shirt. If you'd have to go upwards like this, then we're afraid the dam would drip down your shirt. So only the corner that was right next to him, then if we'd have to go downwards, upwards, the dam would drip down. Mashenkin, once he has to stretch out his hand a little bit, now even if he goes downward, upwards, the dam will never get down to his shirt, because his hand is always stretched out. Stretched out here, stretched out here. So that's pshat now at the time of the Mishnah also, that the Mishnah says, according to Rebbe Lezer, that that's what our Mishnah says, on all the other three corners, he put the zrika, the dam on the corner, downwards, upwards, chutz mizu shoyis lefonav, only the one corner that he was standing next to, that is shohayinoisim ilmata lamata, only the one right next to him, he put upwards, downwards. And the svar, the Gemara says, is, in order that his shirt should not get dirty. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda learns pshat in Rabbi Lezer. Right, then the Mishnah says he's imenu al tiro shemazbeach. The next avoda the Torah says is after the Kohen Gadol puts the dam on the four corners of the mizbeach. Now the pasuk says he has to make another hazor seven times al tiro shemazbeach. Now the shaila is what does tiroi shemazbeach mean? The maskana we learned in the Mishnah means the top of the mizbeach apnim. On the top of the mizbeach, he has to be mazda seven times on the top of the mizbeach. Now the Gemara says, "My tiroi, what does it mean tiroi? The Torah, the pure part of the mizbeach. Omar Rabba bar Rab Shelo palgei de mizbeach. It means on the sides of the mizbeach. He learns halfway up the wall of the mizbeach. We're saying the whole mizbeach was two amas tall, so one amar off the ground on halfway up the mizbeach on the side of the wall. That's where you made these seven hazois." And kediyamri yinch, like people say, tohar tiaro, that they palgu the yoma. like the pure part of the day means like Chatzai Sayyim. Mamish, right, noon time, that's called the pure of the day. In other words, halfway, that's called pure. So here also, halfway up the side of the wall, that's called the pure part of the wall. Rashi says, Apalgu the Mizbeach, Biemtsa Goyva Kostle, halfway up. Tia Tiroin, Tagim Shot Sarayim, the Tagim says, noon means Shubachat Sayyim. Tiroin means noon, that's like the pure part of the day. Here also, the pure part of the Mizbeach would mean exactly halfway up. For the Gemara Meitzvah, we have a kasher on you. The Tosefta says, Kishumaza, when you spray, when you put these seven hazos on the Mizbeach, Eino maza, loya gabal or eifer. You don't put it on top of the ishes, for loya gabi gecholim, and not on top of the coals, elochoite gecholim elech vielech, but rather move away the coals on the side, and the coals and the ishes for sure is on the top of the Mizbeach apnim. Now, as you put the coals and ashes there that you burned the k'teris on, the regular k'teris that you did, not the special k'teris you brought l'fnai l'fnim, but the regular k'teris that you brought every day, and you brought on Yom Kippur also, that you put on top of the Mizbeach HaPnim, so there's ashes there and gecholim there. So it says when you put these seven azois, don't put it directly on top of the ashes and the coals, but rather move the coals to the side, umazer, and you put the dam on top of the Mizbeach. So it's mashma clearly not that you put it on the side of the Mizbeach, but rather you have to put it on top of the Mizbeach. So Elohim Rabba Barav Shela, Al Giluyoy de Mizbeach. The word Tia Rosh Mizbeach means the top, the uncovered part of the Mizbeach. Kedichsiv, what the Pasuk says, Ukeetzem HaShemayim L'Toyer. Now it's the pure part of the Shemayim, that's how pure it is. So here also, the pure part of the Mizbeach means the uncovered part of the top of the Mizbeach. Not to put it on top of the ashes or the coals, but move the coals on the side, and the pure part of the Mizbeach itself, that's where you put the Mizbeach. That's where you put the seven hazois. Tanya will learn like this. Chananya Oimer, Bitzat Svoy Noi Hu Noisin. You know which side of the Mizbeach Apnim he put the seven hazois? On the Tzofen side, on the north side. Reb Yossi Oimer, Bitzat Roimi. No, it's put on the south side. Hu Noisin. So the Marba Maikim Iflugi, what's this Machlaikis? Where did they put the seven hazois? Avada was saying now it's on top of the Mizbeach. But on top of the Mizbeach, is it toward the north side or towards the south side of the Mizbeach? So Masavah one holds, Pischa Bedorim Koi. The Pesach of the curtain of the Parochis that you come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on Durim side. So therefore the Kohen Gadol Kesedi was coming down the Durim side. So therefore the seven hazois also on top was on the Durim side. O Masavah no, Pischa Betzofen Koi. That the opening to the Parochis, like we had this machlokes is totally if there were two parochis in there or only one parochis. If there was only one parochis, the entrance into the Kodesh Kedoshim was on Tzofen side. That's like this mandiyama. On the side there were two parochis in there, then we say the outside one opened up on Durham side. So the Kohen Gadol came out from the Durham side, he was on the Durham side, so that's why he made his rika on the top towards the Durham side. So Mar says, the kula yama miyu hecha de gomron matonis de kronos hosim yoyiv agagoy. As everybody holds, at the corner that he ends off, putting his four hazois, like first he had to make four zrikis on the four corners of the Mizbeach. So the corner that he ends off with, on that corner he goes on top of the Mizbeach. He doesn't have to walk up there, he just puts his hands upwards because it's only two amas tall. He puts his hands on top of that corner. My timer, why do we say the same corner that he ended off with? If he ended off on the south side, you put it on top on the south side. If he ended off on the north side, you put it on top on the north side. Why do we say you put it at the same place where he ended off? On Makro, the Pasuk says, V'tiyaroi v'kiddushoi. So we dash in Mokam shekiddushoi. The Mokam where you put the dam, where you like, you makadish the dam, you put the dam on the Kronos, on the corners of the Mizbeach, Shom Tiroi. That's the place you should do the Tiroi, put it on top of the Mizbeach also. So it means to say that corner that you ended off, your last one of the four zrikas on top, on that top, that's where you put the seven hazois, Shaltira Shemazbech. But then the Mishnah says, Shiori Hadom, Ho Yeshoifech, Al Yesoid, Marovi, Shemazbech Achitzen. Now, after he finished the avoidus with the dam of the par and the dam of the sawyer, the leftover blood, he takes it outside to Mizbech Achitzen, and he spills it on the Yesoid foundation, which Yesoid? The Yesoid of the Marovi. Ah, Yesoid Marovi, the west side. For the Gemara, why? The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, V'yes kol adam ha'pa yishpoich. That means, as soon as you come out of the Mizbeach HaPnim, when you go out to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, the first corner, the first side that you meet, That's the side you should pour the dam on. V'chinofik, when he walks out of the Heichol, outside into the Azara, v'yehu poga b'resha. Which side does he meet first? He's coming from the west. He's going west, east. So mainly he meets first the west side of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That's why he has to put it on the Marav side of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Like Rashi says, the Yom HaKro, ka be'par koin Mashiach. There's also a par achatis that's called bepnim, achatis apnim, v'yes kol dam apar. V'tanya b'teros kahanim, ha-par, what does the Pasuk say extra, ha-par? L'rabba is par Yom HaKippurim. It's not only the par of Kohen Mashiach, of the Kohen Gadol that does his own chet, but who are then the par of Yom Kippur? She'es shirov nishpachim liyisoid, that the shirov, the leftover blood, should be spilled on the outside mizbeach. Now, which yisoid, which foundation? Asher Pesach Oyomoid, the one that's near the Pesach towards the Heichol. Zeh yisoid Aravi, and that's the Marav side of the Mizbech HaChitzoin. The Marav, the west side of the Mizbech HaChitzoin, that's the side that's facing the Oyomoid. So Pasuk says here that the shira of the extra dam should be spilled on the side which is Pesach Oyomoid, which is the Marav side. That's what we do by any chatis apnim. Where the zrikas were done on the Mizbech HaPnim, the leftover dam you bring out to Mizbech HaChitzon, you pour it on the first yisoid you meet right away on the Marav side of the outside Mizbech. Then the Mishnah says, what about Vishal Mizbech HaChitzon? What about a chattis, a regular carbon chattis that's brought on the outside Mizbech? What do you do with the leftover blood? There the mitzvah was not to put it on the Marav side, but to put it on the south side. Put it on the side of Durham side. So must like this. How do we know this? Like Tana Rabbonin. The Pasuk says over there by regular korban chatis, the leftover blood you have to put to the yisoid. Yisoid ha-mizbeach, ze yisoid roimus. The Pasuk says pour the leftover blood on the foundation of the mizbeach, that first amma that comes out of Naman and goes up in amma. That's the yisoid. So which, what does yisoid mean? It means the roimus, the south side. That's the yisoid. Trash yisoid ha-mizbeach, ha-amura bechatis ha-chitzoin. Or which one? The Gemara Dashans means the Droimus. For the Gemara, how do you know that? You're telling me it means the south side. Or Yenuel Yisoid Marovis. Maybe it means the west side also. All the Pasuk just says is Yisoid HaMizbeach. The Yisoid is the Yisoid on the south, is the Yisoid on the west. And the Gemara, Marto, Yilmad Yuridosa Min HaKevesh, the Yitziyosa Min HaHechel. We'll learn the same way when he comes down the plank of the Mizbeach to the same Malacha when he comes outside the Hechel. That ma yitziyosim in a heichel, just like we're saying now that the dam that was in the panim, that was inside the heichel, when you take it outside the heichel and you have to put leftover dam on the mizbech hachitzoin, which side you do it? Besamachloi, the first side you meet when you're coming out of the heichel, the first side of the outside mizbech you meet is the marav side. That's the side facing towards the heichel. So you see, when you come out the dam apnim, you have to put on the first side you meet. The Ezez, the Yisoid Narovi, that's the Marav side, is after you reduce them in a kevin. The same way, when you get finished doing the Avoidus. So when you get finished doing the Avoidus of the Chattas HaChitzoin, when you come down the plank, the first side you meet when you're coming down, that's the side to make the Shirayim. And we know where was the Kevish, where was the plank? It was on the Durham side of the Mizbeach. So when he comes down the plank, the Kevish, he's coming down the south side of the Mizbeach. So as soon as he comes down to the Yisoid, to the floor of the Mizbeach, he puts it right there. That's the Limud. Just like when you come out of the Mizbeach HaPnim, the first side you meet on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, you put the Shirayim, Hawadim, when you're already doing the Avoida on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, but there you had to walk up the Kevish and go around the four corners, because the Avoidus of the Chattis is Lamala on the Kerem, so you had to walk around the top of the Mizbeach to reach all four corners of the Mizbeach. Then with the Shirayim, you walk down the plank, which is on the south side. So as soon as you come to the floor, the south side, that's the side you meet first, that's the floor you put the Shirayim over there. Is after you reduce them in a Kevesh, the Samachloi. The Yezeh, which side is that? Ze Yisoid Rami. That's the Yisoid on the south side. Baratanya Rabbi Yishmael Oimer. Zev is Zed Yisoid Marovi. He argues and says, no, he argues in our Mishnah. And he says, even by a regular chattis that was done on the outside Mizbeach, the Shirayim, leftover blood, is also put on the Marav side of the outside Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy Oimer, Zev is Zed Yisoid Rami. He also argues in our Mishnah, and he also, even the dam that comes out from the chat from the Mizbech HaPnim, when you come out to the Azara, also you have to put it on the south side, on your side, Droimi. So Mara says, Bishlami Rabbi Shmuel, Bishlami, I can understand Rabbi Shmuel Shita, Kisavar, Yilmat Sosim in Yafarish. I can understand. The Torah says clearly, by the Chatis HaPnim, when you come outside, you have to put it al Yisoid, Eitzel Oyomoyit. So the Yisoid near the Oyomoyit is the west side, is the Marav side. So here the Torah says clearly, by the Chatis HaPnim, you have to put it on the Marav side. By the Chatis HaChitzoin, the Torah doesn't say clearly. So the Svara I learn out from the outside Chatis, from the inside Chatis. So both should mean the Marav side. Eli Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, my timer. What's Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi Svara? Like the Chura, how could he say both go to the Droimi, the south side? The Torah says clearly, by a Chatis HaPnim, that you have to put it on the side facing the Oyomoyed, which is the Marav side. So Rav Ash is like this. Kisavar Pischa B'Dorim Koi. He holds the Pesach was tack on the Durham side. In other words, he holds the whole Mizbeach HaChitzoin was on the Sfoina, on Sofen side of the Azorah. So the Maisa, when you come out of the Pesach HaYomoyed, it's facing the south side of the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Because the whole Mizbeach was on the north side of the Azorah. So Mamish, all the way to the north. So Mela, when you open up the door, facing the Heichel coming out, you meet the other end of the Mizbeach, which is on the Durham, the south side of the Mizbeach. So the south side of the Mizbeach also meets the Pesach HaMoed. Moses says, Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, Bidevei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Zeh v'zeh Yisoy Droimis, that Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, Bidevei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that Zeh v'zeh Yisoy Droimis. In other words, this says that Rabbi Shmuel was masking to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. According to this Tana, he was Chayzer, and Rabbi Shmuel also was like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that you have to go on the Durham side. So Gemara says, "V'simnecha." The simon is Moshchul Gavra LeGavra. One Gavra pushed the other Gavra to be maskim to him. Like Rashi says, "Talmidi Rabbi Shimon Moshchul Rabbi Shmuel Loimikadivrayim." The Talmidi of Rabbi Shimon pushed Rabbi Shmuel to be maskim to his shita. To hold what? That you put it on the Durham side. Both of them was put on the Durham side. Because they hold the whole Mizbeach was on the Tzofen side of the Azorah. Therefore, the Pesach HaYomoyed was talking to Jeremy on the south side. Then the Mishnah says, Elu v'yelu misarvin bi'ama v'yotzen. Both bloods got mixed up. The Elu v'yarvu, whether the leftover dam that you put of the Mizbeach HaPnim, that you put on the outside Mizbeach that you said Marovi, or else the regular dam achatis, hachitzoin, that you put on the Yisoid Droimi, our Mishnah says, both those two dams, after you put it on the Yisoid, they both ran off the Yisoid and went into the Amma, to the stream of water that was going through the Azara, and it took the blood out to Nachal Kidron. And then the Mishnah says, what do they do with this blood? The Mishnah says, they used to sell it to the farmers. The Mishnah says, last part of the Mishnah, for the Imkarim Laganimim, they used to sell it to the farmers, Lizevel, to use it for fertilizer. Umayilim behen, and there was Nissa Miller on this dam also. The Gemara Dashins, the Tana Rabbonin, Moyalim Bedomin, Divrei Rabbi Meir. There is a Miller on the Domin. If you're Nene from the Domin, there's Miller, like our Mishnah says. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon. That's what the Meir and Rabbi Shimon both hold, like it says in our Mishnah, that if you're not pointed the blood, if you don't buy them blood for money, the blood now, this leftover blood, still has Kedusha on it, and you have enjoyment from the blood, you're over the Issa Mila. That's the way. What? Ice Issa Mila, you mean? They buy it first. That's the Rashi of the Mishnah. They have to buy it. No. We'll soon see. There's only the Rabbanon de Kalachim. The Rice that has no Kedusha anymore. It's only with the Rabbanon. It's only Kozman, you don't buy it. Once you buy it, or you pay money for it, you're like, poyder it, all the Kedusha goes off it, then you're allowed to use it. We'll soon see. So our Mishnah says, though, with the Rabbanon, though, before you buy, you pay for the money, before you poyder it, there is an Issa Mila. And that's what also, that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon holds like that. The Chachom and the Chachom say, no, ain't Moilim behem. There's no Issa Mila on the blood. Even before you pay money, you poyder the blood, there's no Issa Mila. If you have enjoyment from the blood, you're not over the Issa Mila. The Gemara says like this.